From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet at the White House. President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister projected a message of unity during a White House meeting Wednesday. Mr. Trump suggested that the U.S. could back either a two-state or a one-state solution for the region.
And I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one.
U.S. diplomatic efforts have been aimed at creating an independent Palestinian state alongside of Israel. During their joint news conference, Mr. Trump asked Mr. Netanyahu to hold back a little bit on expanding settlements in Palestinian territory while the White House works on efforts to revive the Middle East peace process. President Trump struck back Wednesday at media reports about alleged links between him and Russia. In a string of Twitter comments, the president blamed the intelligence community for what he called illegal leaks to the media. Reports appeared in the Washington Post last week, revealing conversations between ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador that happened before the election. Mr. Trump said, quoting now, the fake news media is going crazy with their conspiracy theories and blind hatred. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sought Wednesday to allay NATO concerns about America's commitment to Europe's security. He met in Brussels with his NATO counterparts.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together. As President Trump has stated, he has strong support for NATO.
Defense Secretary James Mattis. This is VOA News.